Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from May 25, 2020 to May 29, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On May 25, here were the news. Group Dynamite teams up with PayBright to offer buy now, pay later option. Zaggle and Visa partner to develop payments solutions for local SMEs. Airfox joins Via Varejo. IKEA to reopen 19 shops in the UK on the 1st of June. Reliance rolls out GeoMart online grocery service to challenge Amazon, Flipkart. Zapago reaches £515,000 funds in latest funding round. GiG strengthens iGaming offering to operators by adding Playtex iPoker to its platform. PayMe sees massive increase in usage due to consumers shifting to online payments. MasterCard sees 200% surge in India's contactless payments. Afterpay to provide funds for Thread Together's sustainable services. The long-term consequences of knee-jerk supply chain reactions. On May 26, here were the news. Ohana to launch its e-wallet. Samsung to expand its mobile payments platform with a new payment card. Rwanda waives charges on digital payments. Celerant Technology virtualizes physical stores via its new launch. COVID-19 accelerates the move to digital payments across Canada. E-commerce project Dubai Commerce City to open by the end of 2020. Mobile payment technologies market to account for US$3,104.80 BLN globally by 2027. Bankart selects IXOPAY as new white label client. Large conglomerates feel the late payments pain. Navigating workers comp in an unprecedented market. On May 27, here were the news. Addy raises US$15 MLN in funding round. Brazilian retail company Via Varejo acquires fintech startup Airfox. Visa supports Pay, UK to deliver request to Pay Pilot. GoBear to unfold its consumer financial services in Asian markets after US$17 MLN funding round. Ascendant FX unveils its new cross-border payments product. SumUp launches SumUp online store to help merchants during COVID-19. Walmart MoneyCard to roll out new features. Payments tech takes advantage of payment rails building blocks. Easing SMBs digital transformations through online payment acceptance. On May 28, here were the news. Tiz secures US$20 MLN in funding round. Stripe expands in 5 new European countries. TableSafe integrates with Oracle Micro's Symphony POS to streamline pay at the table services. True Commerce Partners trust payments to broaden B2B e-commerce offerings. Infuse powers payments in Moss Global's mobility app. Netherlands fashion outlet platform Otrium raises €24 MLN. Stripe to expand support for JCB payments. Mobile-first mentality to drive global growth for direct carrier billing. Audi further expands its e-commerce offerings together with retail partners worldwide. Oyster acquires Carom to boost ex-border employment tech. Bombay Stock Exchange loosens rules on capital market to help SMBs. On May 29, here were the news. STC Bahrain, NEC payments to launch STC Pay virtual prepaid MasterCard. Visa warns to discontinue payments services for gambling websites in Germany. UPS adds delivery surcharges due to increased shipping amid COVID-19. Kuaishou and JD.com partner for livestream e-commerce. Google to secure voice purchases via voice match feature. Presto launches free contactless dining kit for restaurants. Visa, MasterCard request RBI relaxation on tap and go payment limit. DHL Express acquires stake in Link Commerce. B2B payments, financing-led week's fintech funding. SMBs explore financing options for their digital transformations. Optimizing contractor payments and productivity for a flexible workforce. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.